Ah, yeah. You know what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Vance Pollock on behalf of Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off your radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'll be your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
My business is keeping the boys warm. In the studio with producer Sam the Animal Steel and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop and Nevermore Mystical Arts. How's biz, Shelley?
Crazy busy in both places because I've been working in both places.
Got some fans of Speaking of Strange coming by to check on you. I'll give a shout out to Aaron, good dude, for instance. You mentioned Aaron came in, gave you some feedback on last week's show.
Loved the show. Everybody I've talked to loved the show last week. They were so happy for you to be our...
And you texted me and you said, it was a little different. It felt a little more personal than maybe sometimes you script things, you refine things a little bit. And Joshua P. Warren, of course, the man behind Speaking of Strain, he's so good at doing that. All I knew how to do is just turn Shelley's microphone on and let you go. And girl, you told it from the heart.
Thank you.
I think people got that. I had to, my wife sit down and listened to the podcast and said, "So what'd you think?" She was thinking, "That was a really good story."
That,
and I mean, there are people that don't buy into a lot of the hocus pocus or the ghosts and stuff. So but that story was told well enough that if there's any sense of mystery in your life, you'll enjoy that. Go to speakingofstrange.com. And check out the podcast. Last week's middle podcast, the segment on how to make friends with ghosts and how even the most hostile haunts can come around with John Lyerly as our case study, and featured a lot of input from Shelley. Great, great radio.
Am I allowed
to just say that? That was good radio.
Good radio.
The Microsoft artificial intelligence that became a conspiracy theorist within hours. Some interesting stuff here in the Dark 30 hour. Some of it illuminating, some of it, well, you know what the Dark 30 is about. It's been said that Speaking of Strange explores the summit of man's enlightenment and the pit of his dark depravity. Well, this is the pits. Maybe not all of them. Some of them are all right, so bear with me. I mean, and just SMH the rest of the stuff. Like I say, if you got the kids in the room, it's time to put them to bed. The team at Microsoft's Technology and Research Division associated with Bing set out to create a form of artificial intelligence similar to the one created by their Chinese counterparts. The American version was to interact with individuals answering questions and basically being helpful to users. Microsoft's AI corrupted by social media. The American form of this wonder was named Tay, which stood for thinking about you. Huh. The bot had the personality of a 19-year-old American girl and was designed not only to have knowledge, but to absorb knowledge from human interactions. To give Tay the ultimate test, Microsoft decided to release Tay out to Twitter in March of 2016. Microsoft gave the new bot the handle Tay Tweets so that individuals could go out to tweet with the new marvel. At first, all seemed to go well, but then, as things usually do out on social media, especially these days with the unrest in the world, things turned very ugly. Before long, it seemed like Tay was tweeting things such as blacklisting, blaming Bush for September 11th, and calling Hitler a better leader than Barack Obama. Tay. That's not very nice. These are just a few examples of the offensive and ugly stuff the bot was now tweeting out there. Before long, Microsoft had no choice but to remove Tay from Twitter. Sounds like Tay had no filter. Then the software giant wrote a blog of major apology for all the things that Tay said out on social media that were offensive to so many. But who's actually to blame? According to Roman Yampolesky, a researcher of artificial intelligence, Tay was only repeating the things that it heard out on Twitter, which is sadly true since social media can get pretty ugly with individuals saying things and just repeating things you might not say in public. Yes, maybe Microsoft should have placed more safeguards and filters into Tay to ensure such a thing wouldn't happen. Maybe this is something they would take into account in the future. Thing is, remember, it was a test run for Tay, and mistakes were made, but we learned from mistakes. So for the team at Microsoft, it was back to work. Tay could come back, but hopefully smarter and wiser than before, thinking about you. Well, don't repeat everything you hear out in cyberspace, Tay. A German lawmaker wants to have the state pay for prostitutes for the elderly. Politics in Europe, a little different than the U.S. The Green Party lawmaker says she can imagine authorities financing sexual assistance. A German lawmaker has been criticized for suggesting on Sunday that authorities could subsidize paid sex for patients requiring nursing care. The Green Party spokeswoman on care policy told the newspaper that she could imagine authorities financing sexual assistance for people in nursing homes and the old. Prostitution's been legal in Germany since 2002, and the newspaper also wrote that the suggestion has its roots in a system based in the Netherlands where applicants have to prove a medical need and show that they are otherwise unable to pay for a sex worker themselves. One will be provided by the state as a valid medical need and expense. Governing Social Democrats told the Bild Daily on Monday that the country did not need paid prostitution in homes for the elderly, and certainly not on prescription.
May I just give an applause and say, job well done, Europe. Because that sounds great.
Old folks would probably...
To?
Yeah. They might appreciate that option.
I say, not only old folks, but I mean, let's just legalize it. You know what I'm saying? And get the shame associated with that. There are people out there who just can't pull tail on their own, and that's a right. That should be a right, Vance.
Well, Europe is blazing a trail, and America may follow suit. Maybe in our lifetime, people on Mars and sexual assistance for people who can't pull tail on their own. Hiding in plain sight, police find cannabis plant in Cheltenham home disguised as a Christmas tree covered in tinsel and baubles. When police swooped on a house in Cheltenham, they discovered what appeared to be a festively decorated Christmas tree, complete with tinsel baubles and a golden angel on top. However, on closer inspection, the officers from the Gloucestershire Constabulary realized it was, in fact, a heavily disguised cannabis plant. The house in Gloucester Street, Cheltenham, was searched on Wednesday, and a man and woman were arrested on suspicion of cultivating cannabis. It was amazing. It was so large and well-decorated, but police said when you got close, it absolutely did not smell like a pine tree. It was probably 7 foot tall, about 3 feet wide, and the tree was surrounded with presents called buds. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, Christmas cannabis tree. Thoughts?
Again, just my applause.
Dog attacks Florida family trying to dress it in a holiday sweater. We're kind of wrapping up. It's New Year's, but we're wrapping up some of the Christmas goodies. They hadn't done any new episodes of Speaking of Strange in a while, so we're gonna dip back into the holiday, the festive spirits, and in Tampa. Police said that a pit bull mix named Scarface bit three people after they tried to put a sweater on him. Police in Florida say an angry dog sent three people to the hospital after one tried to put a sweater on it. Tampa police say the pit bull mix named Scarface bit a 52-year-old woman who was trying to dress him Friday, and her husband was attacked while trying to pull the dog off of her. Police say the couple's 22-year-old son was attacked while trying to stop the dog by stabbing it in the neck and head with a fork. After all three and the sweater, the dog just went insane.
Yeah, because some old lady was putting a stupid Christmas sweater on it.
If now the dog don't like it, don't put the sweater on the pit bull.
Now there's forks involved?
Don't put the bread on the cat's head. Don't put the sweater on the pit bull.
This girl I'm hanging out with, she brought a little, she's got a puppy. And I have a cat. And, you know, like, so if I want to hang out with her, the dog's got to be around. She brings this little, another cat, outweighs the dog, probably, you know, 4-1. But it's got a little sweater on it. And I was like, it was very cold during this past snow. I mean, it was very cold. And it's a tiny dog, so I get the point. But I was like, really? You put a sweater on the dog? It just seems wrong.
If you want to keep tabs on all the unsavory sort of things that we divulge here on Dark 30, you'll want to go to the Facebook page. Speaking of strange, yeah, just search that up on your Facebook, and you'll get a feed in your your news feed will be filled with these things all through the week. So this is just what we can get to during our time with you in the Dark 30 hour. Alexa is turning out to be a pretty bad listener. This is a little more of the AI-related sort of stuff. Streaming songs, ordering pizza, booking cabs, those are no-brainers for Alexa. The voice-activated assistant installed on Amazon Echo devices, but Alexa also unfortunately appears to enjoy engaging in a little unintentional retail therapy. Recently, a 16-year-old girl in Texas was able to order a $170 dollhouse and 4 pounds worth of sugar cookies through Amazon's Echo Dot. But at least in that case, the kindergartner was actually talking directly to Alexa. Strange things out there in the world of science and technology. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. It's a Dark 30 hour. Making dreams come true. Living tissue, warm flesh. Weird science. Old plastic tubes and pots and pans. Bits and pieces. Bits and pieces. Bits and pieces. My creation. Is it real? It's my creation. Oh, my creation. It's my creation.
Up my wall, black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread. Far is the sky, far is the sky. Now he's dropped onto the floor, heading for the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see.
Deep into Safe Harbor, it's the Dark 30 on Speaking of Strange. Now is the time you're going to want to tune out if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material. If there are young folks, that is, the kiddies or squeamish folks, best tune out. You have been warned. Local man accused of lighting underwear on fire at Starbucks in Tallahassee. There's the Florida Bell. A local man charged with arson after he allegedly lit his underwear on fire at a West Tennessee Street Starbucks Tuesday afternoon. Police say the 58-year-old man is charged with one count of arson after the incident in the coffee shop at the intersection of West Tennessee and North Copeland Streets. Witnesses told police he went into the bathroom and remained in there for a long time. Employees say after they could smell smoke, they checked on Sullivan and he was exiting the restroom and found a burning pair of underwear on the floor. Another witness told police he walked in the restroom while Sullivan was in there and saw feces on the floor. Employees alerted officers who were already in the parking lot. Police say they found a lighter in Sullivan's pocket. The man said he had been trying to set his farts on fire and things just got totally out of hand and he was just trying to have a good time, not burn the place down. He was transported to Leon County Jail. Thoughts, Sam?
Can you I repeat that one part? I kind of missed what you said because you glazed over the feces on the floor. But did you say he was just in the bathroom just trying to light farts for fun at the Starbucks?
That's what he was doing. I mean, isn't that what we all do? But something went wrong. Something was awry.
Let he who is not gassed pass the first.
Oh, bless his heart.
That's what mom says that you always say. If you can't say, oh, bless their heart.
Poor fellow. Well, at least Florida gets into the mix.
I was wondering why you were in the bathroom so long earlier. Now it explains it.
It wasn't me. Naked man arrested after bizarre rampage near Swedish hospital in Seattle. That's interesting to me that there's a Swedish hospital in Seattle. That's just the proper name, I suppose. A man in custody after going on a bizarre rampage overnight around Swedish hospitals. First Hill campus, ramming vehicles with a pickup truck, smashing windows, blasting loud music, and spray painting a car's windows while naked, police said. Drugs were believed to be a factor in the incident, which ended hours later following a standoff with a SWAT team. As officers were responding to that incident, security personnel from Swedish Hospital reported that a erratically driven white pickup truck had somehow gained entry into the secured parking garage. The driver of the pickup reportedly rammed an exit gate, struck a parked car on the street, and then re-entered the parking garage. The pickup was recently reported stolen. The driver of the stolen truck, and then struck two other vehicles inside the garage. The responding officers found the suspect driving erratically in circles up and down the exit ramps inside the garage. Officers deployed spike strips, but the suspect just kept driving around with flat tires. He eventually parked the truck and turned up the stereo. Officers could see that the man was naked, and the suspect then grabbed a hammer and smashed out the windows of another vehicle inside the garage. He jumped in the vehicle and spray-painted the windows in an effort to conceal himself. That was the spray-painting windows thing. I'm wondering where that came. Yeah, jump in this vehicle, spray-paint the windows from the inside, and you're invisible. A SWAT team and police negotiators responded and attempted to talk with the suspect, but he ignored them. He went back to the stolen pickup and tried to flee, but SWAT team officers used their vehicles to block the truck. They finally caught the man outside the truck at 4 a.m., stunned him with a taser, and placed him under arrest. The 33-year-old suspect was taken into the hospital and booked into the King County Jail for investigation of burglary, auto theft, possession of stolen property, malicious mischief, DUI, and hit and run. That guy was having a bad night. I don't know about the spray painting the windows.
Well, I was wondering.
The cops are already, I guess at that point, the cops are already observing all of his erratic behavior, but he thinks if he jumps in this car and spray paints the windows from the inside, he'll just become invisible, maybe?
Could he have been huffing spray paint in the car, and then it just was a byproduct of, like, you know, if you've ever been huffing spray paint, Vance, you know, you get a little loopy there, and it might make sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm going to try that next time I have to dodge the cops, spray paint my windows from the inside. a little bit strange. This is a Dark 30 hour, though, and that's what we've come to expect. Speaking of, a man allegedly squirted semen on women at a Walmart.
Hey-o! Hey-o!
A West Virginia man is facing charges after police say he repeatedly stalked women at an Ohio Walmart. Okay, he's from West Virginia, but he's in Ohio, in an Ohio Walmart, using a syringe to spray women with semen.
Don't squirt in your own backyard, Beth.
The first incident was on November 2nd when a woman shopping at the local Walmart called police to report a creepy man, creepy in quotes, who seemed to be lingering around her, according to police. The victim told police the man walked up a few inches behind her, and then she felt something wet on her lower back and foot. The woman began to panic, rushed to a bathroom where she discovered the substance was sticky, and she walked out and saw the man who allegedly assaulted her continuing to watch her, just giving her this weird smile like he was the Joker. She said he then took off and she followed him until he got in his truck and left, the county sheriff said. A surveillance video obtained by the police showed the suspect squirting the women.
What do you think about the, about the addition of the syringe? I mean, you know, spraying women stories are a dime a dozen these days. But the addition of the syringe adds a nuanced texture to the story. What do you think about that? It's like a separation removed.
I think it's just another day at Walmart. I got nothing. Shelley?
I would have run after him and beat the crap out of him.
Shelley would have shot him.
I would have. See, that's the difference between it happening in Ohio and happening in the South.
He's charged with pandering obscenity, sexual imposition, and two counts of menace by stalking. He has a preliminary hearing this month. He's currently free on $11,000 bond and ordered to wear a GPS ankle monitor. And he's also ordered not to return to the Walmart store. Walmart store, I guess. He goes back to West Virginia. He's all right. What's the world coming to?
Good Lord.
He gets stranger all the time. Gotta tell you, it's a Dark 30 hour. If you just tuned in, be prepared for some unsavory, unseemly, just some of it.
We're not glorifying it.
Distasteful.
Not glorifying it.
Like I say, in some of these, there are cautionary tales. In others, there are these better them than me sort of uplifting moral sort of stories, if you can get that out of it. But if you don't find amusement in the unseemly, then I would suggest tuning out. Man accused of urinating on a cop and shouting obscenities about Trump. It's not exactly a news leak to say the suspect is facing numerous charges. This man in, Shelley, are you ready over there?
I'm ready.
Florida is facing charges of battery and indecent exposure after he allegedly urinated on a highway patrol officer. Don't do that. It all started early Sunday morning when officers arrested a man for disorderly intoxication at Disney Springs, Florida, a shopping mall at the Walt Disney World Resort. Then things got weird. The 20-year-old man was placed in a patrol car and allegedly began banging his head against a partition and then tried to choke himself. He was insisting the officers had arrested him under direct orders from Donald Trump and said, "You are not allowed to do this as he's not president yet."
Well, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I've learned, don't pee on cops.
Words to the wise from Speaking of Strange.
contamination. There'll be no pain. No pain. No pain. No pain. No pain. Have a doctor. Have a seat. We gotta fill out these forms. I'll be with you in a moment.
Oh, yes. We've had a lot of fun with you folks here on Speaking of Strange tonight, but all good things must come to an end, and so must the Dark 30 hour. But I got a couple of zingers to leave you with here. A lot of this stuff is not for the easily offended. Certainly not for the children. It's past their bedtime anyway. So if you don't want to be offended, potentially violated, tune out. A man walking his dog and cleaning up after him spots a public orgy in the park. That's from the UK. A dog walker had the shock of his life after spotting a woman having sex with multiple people in cars at a popular beauty spot in broad daylight. The 51-year-old man was on his daily walk with his pet pooch named Sam.
Hey!
When he accidentally stumbled across the early morning romp at 8 a.m. The self-employed accountant said he was clearing up after the dog when a woman in her 20s knocked on her car window and beckoned him over. He was then left gobsmacked.
Nice.
When he noticed her top undone with everything hanging out, and she bounced up and down on another man. After making a hasty retreat, he then spotted a silver Volkswagen pulled up with five men inside and one female doing the deed, is the language used here. He watched on stunned as the first man got out of the woman's Audi, and one of the men from the silver car replaced him. They were just Chinese fire drilling. disgusted, you know, the no pun intended there. A Chinese fire drill is yeah. Did I get red because I didn't mean
I was
to
gonna,
make
I was
about that
say,
bad pun? Disgusted the man.
if the listening audience could hear how red in the face you actually are, it's quite humorous.
Disgusted, the man then called the police as he made his way around the park, which is popular with families and children. And he encountered other cars with the same activity going on. Well, I suppose with that many people involved, this was no secret to those involved, obviously. And but this guy just ended up someplace he shouldn't have been. Anyway, we had a fireworks party on in the evening. It certainly made an entertaining story for our guests. So my day ended with a bang, as well as beginning with a gangbang.
Ayo.
Jeez.
Cheese and crackers.
Big breast fetish shown on Twitter account apparently run by a political candidate running for office in Alaska. A Twitter account that appears to belong to a candidate for Juneau Assembly shows more than 400 posts about large-breasted women. The candidate declined an interview at first, but said in an email that he would not discuss his fetishes on TV and was not an issue in the campaign, and that he has big ideas and that his competitors do not. The man later talked to KTVA and said that most of his ex-wives and girlfriends have been big, saying that that's his preference. He added that personal preference in women should not be a factor in the election When asked about anyone who might be upset by the tweets and website, the man responded by saying, I've liked big women since I lived in Sacramento. So what? I mean, what's the problem? I'll serve men and women of all sizes, okay? I just like big women. Is that all right? No, it's a bunch of crap, he says. Later, he said he would help people in Juneau by selling water to people in Southern California. He also stated he would work to reduce licensing and permitting fees. I think big.
That's how we do it in Sacramento.
He likes big busts, and he cannot lie. he learned to like big women when he lived in Sacramento. Is Sacramento like...
I believe it is the capital of California, if I'm correct.
Oh, I think this one's going to probably take us on out of here. The Swedes say send condoms to space and teach aliens how to have out-of-this-world sex with hot earthlings.
Is this a fetish? It is a fetish.
Swedish charity is urging NASA to send condoms into space. It said they might come in handy if aliens decide to find hot earthlings. Swedish Association for Sexuality Education posted a bizarre video proposing the idea. It's an out-of-this-world idea that has generated some uplift. Dear NASA, we know you guys sent some stuff into space so that whatever life is out there will get an idea of what goes on here on Earth. You forgot to inform little green people about one super important object, the condom. The video was published on World Contraception Day.
Can I just ask, if they're smart enough to zip around intergalactically, do they not know about prophylactics?
Intergalactic prophylactic.
That's a great band
name.
That
is a good band name. And we'll leave you with that bumper sticker idea from Sam the Animal Steel. Thanks, Sam. Thank you, Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop and Nevermore Mystical Arts on Sweeten Creek. And let's do this again sometimes. Folks, we'd like to think of Joshua P. Warren as our mentor. We would like to thank Joshua P. Warren, Brian Hall, Mr. Mobius, and all the good listeners and fans out there. This has been Speaking of Strange. Listen in again.
You are commanded.
Symbols on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Bells of beat go ting-a-ling-a-linging, going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running from her head. Now she's dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave.
Oh, yes. Is the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm Vance Pollock in the pilot seat for Joshua P. Warren, who is kicking back on the beaches of Puerto Rico while we're up here in Asheville. It did get nice for a few days toward the end of this week. But, man, last week, of course, it was no surprise there. We got a little ice and snow on the road, and everything went wonky. Texas prankster purportedly tricks neighbor into tossing self-aware printer. This one's mild, but I'm going to remind listeners again that it is Dark 30, so we could get a little shady. Some of these stories might not be in good taste. We'll leave it at that. But this works. So a Houston man tweeted the saga of how he purportedly got a free printer by pranking a neighbor who failed to secure his network connection. The 18-year-old man from Houston tweeted that he noticed a neighbor had a new wireless printer on an unsecure connection, so he instructed it to print the message, "Hello, I am your printer. I have become self-aware. Run." The prank took an unexpected turn the following day when Messick discovered his neighbor had put the high-end printer out by the curb. Update, my neighbor has thrown out the printer, he tweeted. A third tweet shows the printer now in the man's house with the text, "Thanks, neighbor," superimposed on the image. And that's the story of how I got a free printer, the man wrote. The man said he really did not intend this to happen. I'll probably just return it once all of this blows over, he told BuzzFeed. I'm sure my neighbor will have a laugh about it once he sees what a sensation it became. I have become self-aware. That's what I expect my printer to say at any time. I'll be trying to communicate with it at that point. If your printer became self-aware, would you want to have a conversation with it?
I would love to tell it several things, but it would never hear me because it cannot communicate with my stupid computer, regardless how much energy and effort I put into it. I got it to print off one piece of paper the other night, and that was like 3 hours. It's ridiculous.
Printers are, there's always something. New drivers, cannot find driver.
I had
this one. We've got a wireless now that works pretty good because I put down the money, but it used to be some of the old cheap, $30 Walmart printers constantly have problems. Every time you plug that USB in, it's searching for drivers.
Yeah.
Can't find it. Don't know.
I have to go to the doctor, the scan and repair doctor, every time I want to print one sheet off, and it's a process that takes like 12 minutes per sheet. Ridiculous.
Well, at least it's not self-aware.
Yeah.
I'm thinking a self-aware printer could retaliate, kill us in our sleep. A convoy of pole dancers performing sexy routines on top of beach buggies during bizarre Taiwanese funeral for top politician. I love that headline. The county politician Tung Siang was farewelled by the dancers in skimpy tops and shorts in a procession attended by top officials. A funeral no one will forget. 50 scantily clad exotic dancers have ridden on top of beach buggies while performing sexy dance routines on makeshift poles in this bizarre funeral ceremony.
For who again?
Tung Siang, I'm going to call him.
Okay.
Tung Siang. He was sent off by the female pole dancers after the event was organized by his son. He reportedly spoke of his father's excitement for life and delivered a send-off worthy of such an outlook. A two-hour procession said to have closed roads around the city while locals lined the funeral procession route. Pop music with the lyrical refrain, "Shake It For Me," can be heard. The dancers in their tops and shorts danced on the vehicles, and 100 cars took part in the procession. It was several kilometers long and featured traditional Taiwanese bands and drummer troops as well. The politician died at age 76 in December, had been speaker and council member in the local government. That was nice of his son, though.
Here's a question for you. What song would you like have played at your funeral?
I don't know about that. I hadn't really thought about that. We used to ask the morbid question, if you were to die in a car accident, what song would you want playing on the radio?
And that's really morbid. I was just thinking, what song would you like playing at your wake?
I said, let's hear it for the boy. Bum, bum, ba, dun, 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 dun. Maybe that would work at the funeral as well. Let's hear it for the boy. Bink, bink, ba-ding,
what was that song
bink,
from Flashdance?
What a feeling.
Yes, what a feeling.
Shelley, funeral song?
I don't know. I never thought about it. I'm going to live forever.
My funeral song would actually be Elvis's version of Sinatra's My Way.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Think about it. That's pretty good. I got something over there. Last week we mentioned ghostly presidential spirits. It's a topic that Joshua P. Warren has visited here on the show. And, of course, he's got the interesting White House ghost photo. Here is a clip that I curated from a North Carolina publisher, and he had a record label as well down in Southern Pines, Petal Records. He put out these two albums in the early 60s called Strange Truths, and there's this segment on there about Abraham Lincoln's ghost that I think is worth sharing. It may not be exactly in the flow of Dark 30, but hey, popped into my head. I've got it there for you, Sam. Have you got that Abraham Lincoln's ghost clip?
Here we go.
Check it out.
Here we ghost.
Ex-President Harry S. Truman says, "Spirit of Abraham Lincoln at White House." Interviewed in England on a television program along with his wife and daughter, Truman has commented publicly on the White House spirit. And his daughter Margaret recollected hearing raps in several of the rooms. Spirit activity at the White House has many, many outstanding witnesses. When Queen Wilhelmina of Holland stayed at the White House, there was a knock on her door during the night. She got up to open it and then fainted. Hearing of this next morning, Roosevelt, who was then president, inquired with some concern. "I know it sounds ridiculous," said Queen Wilhelmina, "but when I opened the door, I saw Abraham Lincoln standing there. Then everything went black and I fell to the floor." Mr. Truman admitted that he got up at 3 o'clock one morning to answer similar raps upon his door. Mary Evan, one of the staff, went up to the second floor one afternoon and came rushing right back down again. "I have just seen him, Abraham Lincoln, sitting on the bed pulling off his boots." Both Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Roosevelt have held seances at the White House. After the war, it was disclosed that a medium had been flown many times from the West Coast to assist Franklin Roosevelt during the anxious war years. Seances were continuously held. Like his great predecessor, Abraham Lincoln, Roosevelt also sought the guidance of the spirit world in affairs of state. Thanks again to Harry S. Truman for this remarkable story.
And thank you, Tom O'Neill of the Psychic Observer and Petal Records, Southern Pines, North Carolina, for that thrilling report.
I think you should talk like that for the rest of Queen Wilhelmina.
German man comes home, finds brick wall blocking his door.
A brick wall.
A man in Mainhausen, Germany, came home from work and discovered a brick wall blocking his doorway. Sometimes you just want to bang your head against a brick wall, especially when one has been mysteriously erected in front of your door.
I'll say.
That's the bizarre blockade a man in Mainhausen, Germany, faced when he came home from working the night shift on Monday morning. The mortar on the bricks was dry enough that the man had to borrow an axe to smash through the wall in order to get to his front door. The wall appears to have been built by pranksters, you think? But police didn't find it funny. It reminded me of the building of the Berlin Wall.
Oh, come on.
A police spokesman said, according to the BBC, "That went up pretty quickly, too." He added, "It's a crime and no joke." Police estimate damage caused by the wall builders to be around $523. Most of the damage was to the front door, its frame, and the bell.
It's all fun and games till that mortar gets hard.
Police said they had no leads.
Probably Trump. He said he was going to build that wall.
He's not even president yet. Oh. That would be a fun prank. The best I've got to answer that is the time we found a dead bass laying in the road, and we took it over to my friend's house and hung it on the mailbox by the front door. he came home with a girl from the bar and touched off his gag reflex, so he kind of ruined his night. Came home thinking he was going to get lucky, and a dead fish hanging on the door kind of...
That's a good one.
It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange, winding down this episode. Be right back.